This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. A popular tax break that has long been considered to be untouchable when it comes to tax reform is the mortgage interest deduction. And while that deduction might not be eliminated under the Republican tax plan, it could wind up being irrelevant. And the Wall Street Journal's Laura Cosisto is here for us to explain what that means. So, Laura, this is a very popular tax break. It allows homeowners to deduct from their federal taxes.
Yeah, so this was long considered a sacred cow just because of how many people it affects. In theory, anyone who owns a home can take this deduction, although in reality, not everyone owns a home that's worth enough. And that's really what's up for grabs right now, is changes that could potentially mean that only people with very, very expensive homes would have any incentive to take it.
And so it's the size of the proposed standard deduction in the tax plan for individuals and couples that might make the mortgage interest deduction irrelevant for a lot of taxpayers. So it might make more sense for them to take that standard deduction?
Yeah, this is what's so interesting about the way this is being handled. If Congress had come right out, if the Republicans had come right out and said, we're getting rid of the mortgage interest deduction, I mean, that would just be anathema. I mean, that would have created a huge outcry. But instead, what's happening is there's this proposal to nearly double the standard deduction. And that means that it goes from basically, according to Zillow, being something that you would take if you have a home that's worth about $300,000 or more, to being something that you would only take if you have a home that's worth something like more than $800,000. So it takes it from being something that a decent number of upper middle class people would have an incentive to take, to being something that only the very wealthy would take.
And there are some other tax deductions and some eliminations of deductions also in the mix in this tax plan. We're going to get to that in just a moment. We're speaking with the Wall Street Journal's Laura Cosisto about the plight of deductions in the Republican tax plan, and you're listening to Your Money Matters at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Laura, for people who would be affected by this doubling of the standard deduction, which could eliminate the mortgage interest deduction, they're also dealing with the possibility of not being able to deduct their state and local taxes. And that's been well documented here on the podcast and in the Wall Street Journal. But that has triggered a big fight. And then that will add to the uncertainty about what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think this is a much better understood aspect of the tax plan and therefore has generated a lot more controversy. But it plays into this as well. If you then, in addition to doubling the standard deduction, eliminate this deduction for state and local property taxes, you have even less incentive for people to itemize, even less incentive for them to take these deductions. And this, interestingly, affects a lot of the really high-cost markets like New York and California, but there are also high property tax states like Texas that this could have an impact on. So this is going to be a big part of the fight as well.
And the lawmakers in those states have already said, we are ready for this, and you're just not going to bulldoze over our residents.
Yes. I mean, I certainly cannot prognosticate what will happen in Washington, but I would be surprised if that deduction gets entirely eliminated just because of the controversy it's generated. Whereas, yeah, what's going on with the standard deduction is kind of neutral on its face, so you don't have that same outcry. As we say in the story, even the home builders and the mortgage bankers have actually said they might be okay with it, and that is a huge shift.
And there have been some studies that you point out in your story in the Wall Street Journal just about what the standard deduction, doubling that, could do. And one of the things that you point out is it could actually help to drive home prices lower.
Take it with a grain of salt. This is a study that was commissioned by the realtors, but it was done by PricewaterhouseCoopers. And it's not out of line with what I've heard other pretty independent economists say, which is that it could drive home prices lower for a couple of different reasons. One, you weaken the incentive for home ownership. It becomes, for a lot of people, kind of neutral as to whether, at least from a tax perspective, as to whether you rent or you buy a home. And then also, this is just baked into home prices. This has been a part of both the American psyche, but also the American tax code for more than 30 years. And so, as a result, you know, homes are more expensive because people can deduct part of that off of their taxes. And so I think you eliminate that incentive for people to buy an even bigger home to get the tax break. Likely this would be temporary. Home prices would probably go back up. But for sure, in the short term, in a few years, you could see home prices go down pretty significantly.
You also point out that it's not clear. There's really no connection between the mortgage interest deduction and encouraging people to buy homes. But what you do say is that it gives people the idea that they can make larger payments because of that deduction.
Right. And this is a topic of much dispute, but I would say yes. If you try to synthesize all the research that's been done, the reality is that people, for the most part, taxes are so complicated. Most people aren't really thinking that through when they buy their first home. They're buying it because they have a kid. They're buying it because they want to be able to paint the walls. They tend to be these much more tangible things. But yes, it definitely, once you're in that home buying process, realtors are saying to you, hey, look, let's sit down. Let's pencil this out. You think that you can only afford this monthly payment, but what if you could deduct that from your taxes? And that there's definitely some evidence that that influences and encourages people to buy bigger homes.
You know, at the start of this podcast, we talk about how the mortgage interest deduction is untouchable, is seen as being untouchable. And it was left intact when the last big wave of tax reform happened in 1986. It was untouchable then.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's an interesting anecdote that certainly, you know, officials at Treasury really wanted to take on the mortgage interest deduction in 1986. And Ronald Reagan stood before 4,000 realtors and said, don't worry, we're not going to touch this. It's such a huge constituency. They're one of the most powerful lobbying groups in Washington. They spend more money than anybody but for the Chamber of Commerce. So no one really wants to take them on. And But this is sort of a clever backdoor way of taking on the mortgage interest deduction that we've never really seen. So maybe it will work. It definitely remains to be seen.
Well, it's going to take on many different forms and iterations as the battles go on Capitol Hill. So we'll see how each chapter plays out.
Yes, exactly. And that's what is going to make this, by the standards of tax reform, a very interesting fight.
All right. That's the Wall Street Journal's Laura Casisto joining us, helping us to better understand the plight of the mortgage interest deduction in the proposed tax plan up against the proposed doubling of the standard deduction. Laura, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.